Good morning, my friends, and welcome to this special time together on the Power of Positive Purpose. This is Dr. J. Scott Neal of the Center for Spiritual Living in Fremont. You know, my friends, in the mind and heart of every human being lie the age-old questions. Who am I? What am I? What is my purpose? What is my potential? Each of us can find our own satisfactory answers to all of these questions from the writings of the great thinkers and teachers, from the clear impartation of universal principle, and from the awareness of our inner self. Once found and embodied, everything that could be defined as purposeless and unbearable living disappears from our experience. The great intelligence that created the universe and everything in it out of itself is lovingly experiencing itself as us, one life at a time, one day at a time, and one moment at a time. This is why the great have told us that it is up to us to be in the now. It is up to us to face our tomorrow from where we are and affirm and know, as I've been teaching my students for years and years, that if you want to master where you want to be, you must first master where you are. When we understand and celebrate what we know we are, we find ourselves seeing our yesterday through our now awareness instead of trying to see now through our yesterday awareness. We find ourselves successfully developing our inner ability to bear up under the knowledge of the wonders and the unlimited potential of our own life. We then realize that by way of the higher power, the highest power of mind, the greatest dimension we shall one day express as our life will fulfill itself in our world as soon as what? As soon as we are responsible for the dimension we are in right now. Ralph Waldo Emerson stated, "Character is higher than intellect. Thinking is the function. Living is the functionary. The stream retreats to its source. A great soul will be strong to live as well as strong to think." Is your thinking strong today, my friends? One of the many ways the science of mind teaching benefits its students is through their self-discovery within themselves of the illumination needed to brighten the dark corners where fear, despair, lack, and ill health lurk. This infinite loving power is available to everyone, everywhere, through positive prayer or what we in religious science call spiritual mind treatment. It is an unfailing power. It does not depend on anything outside of itself. Why? Because there is no outside in truth. It depends only on our use of it and our faith in the effectiveness and the infallibility of divine mind in its applicable experience to every experience we have, to every event we have. It is applicable to every problem, big or little, in every part of our lives. But as I have been teaching recently, religious science is not problem solving, it's answer finding. If we allow the world and our experience to fool us into believing problems are unsolvable, frustrations appear and divert our thoughts back to the same old negative, wearisome path that led nowhere except through a maze of monotonous confusion. To enjoy strong living and strong thinking is to set in motion the divine fusion that manifests infinite life and dispels darkness. In this state of consciousness, my friends, we are ready to receive wisdom. As Dr. Ernest Holmes stated, the answer to every question is within us, because we are within spirit, and spirit is the indivisible whole. So you have the opportunity today, my friends, to start your day in a beautiful way. And I appreciate you starting it with this radio program. Let's begin our day in the right way by understanding that the lessons throughout the age have shared the basic principle of the age, understanding the law of the age. In Genesis 1:31, it says, "And God saw everything that he made, and behold, it was very good." Dr. Ernest Holmes used to look at that statement and point out that God hasn't changed his mind, that everything in creation is good and very good. Dr. Holmes states on page 54 of the Science of Mind textbook, "Insofar as our thought is in accord with this perfect law, it will accomplish and nothing can hinder it." Nothing can hinder my idea of myself, creating ideas about my world, celebrating the experience of positive purpose in action, knowing that conclusion is beautiful, therefore I think from conclusion. I don't think about how to get there. I don't wait till I have a world that's better to feel better. I feel better so the world becomes better. You see, my friends, within the depths of you is an infinite storehouse out of which you can fulfill your highest desire, you can fill all of your needs, and you can demonstrate a life good or better than anything you ever imagined. There is wisdom to make us aware of our ability to decide. Dr. Raymond Charles Barker used to point out that everyone makes a decision even if they decide not to decide. So decide to decide today and let the decision be beautiful. Choose to choose the beautiful. Again, there's a wisdom within us that allows us to make right decisions. There is strength within us. There's courage within us to do what? To act on the right decision, to do something about it. And intelligence within us to know that the end result is beautiful and to live as if it was. And live as if it is, right now. Love also dwells within us. It dwells within this omnipresent storehouse that we can draw on. It is the peace of our innermost nature to you, of you, about you and your world. Every day can be a day of celebration in expectancy of infinite intelligence, infinite love's good for you. From where? From this infinite supply that is within you. The good that goes from you, the love that goes from you, the positive consciousness that goes from you returns to you from this infinite supply. It is right where you are. It goes from you, returns to you, multiplied as you become fully aware of the wonderful person you really are. In truth, my challenge to you today is to allow infinite presence to become your awareness. Let it look out of your eyes and think your thought. Let it move forth today. If God is love, as Jesus said, and love made everything out of itself, then the truth of you is love. How does love start its day? Ask yourself that question and then answer it by being love in action. This presence, when you affirm it, accept it, and let it be your total experience, is more fulfilling and more peaceful than anything you have ever known before. No matter how wonderful it is, it's ready to become a greater experience of the wonderful, full of wonder, full of light. Now, somebody says, well, there are bumps in the road. There are challenges. There are things in my life that I need to address in a positive way. Well, that's good. And it's good that you know they're there, but I have news for you. They are not insurmountable obstacles. There is no need to dwell in self-pity. There's no need to dwell in the area of feeling less than beautiful about yourself. There's no reason for you to experience despair any longer than you recognize that it's there. Just remember that a change for the better starts with you changing your mind. And in New Thought, in Unity, Divine Science, Religious Science, we are taught by way of our teachers, going back through Emerson, going back to Aristotle in the West, Lao Tse in the East, we find over and over and over again the realization, as they all have taught, that affirmative prayer, affirmative thinking, affirmative giving and receiving, this activates what? It activates right action in you from this infinite supply as you accept that divine mind's love supports all that you are. No exception. So today, trust this power within you, maybe greater than you ever have before. Allow yourself to know that your own wisdom will guide and protect you in everything you do in your entire event, and accept right now right action, not only for yourself, but also for every person involved in your life and in any situation in your life that needs to change for the better. There's no harm to anyone, including you, if you understand the principle of life and how it works. Nothing is taking anything from anyone else when you accept greater good for you and then choose to give from that good. All good, my friends, as the teachers have taught us, is actively occurring all the time. Without pressure, without stress, without concern, today you have the opportunity to move along into right action in any area of your life, and there is no exception. Now, the way we do it in the New Thought experience is to understand the law and understand our use of this power, this law, and harmonize ourselves with everything that concerns us. When we do this, we begin with an understanding of the truth of ourselves, and all of a sudden we discover that we are relaxing into this truth. As this truth in action, infinite blessing begins to fill our life. All conscious or subjective fears and anxieties begin to slip away. Why? Because we feel the warmth of knowing satisfaction, of understanding that there is something greater within us that moves now as us through any situation. And my dear friends, when you know what and who you are, you can move through anything and be unmoved by it. So today, feel the warmth. Be the celebration of positive satisfaction in your own life. And with deep gratitude, allow yourself to give thanks that greater good is happening in your life before anything or anyone in the world sees it, and filling your life with divine substance.
Thank you for joining us for The Power of Positive Purpose. This radio program is based on Dr. J. Scott Neal's book by the same title. If you would like a free excerpt, visit our website at www.csl-fremont.org/the book. We appreciate you listening and invite you to tune in every Wednesday morning at 7 a.m. right here on KEST 1450 a.m. And now, back to The Power of Positive Purpose with Dr. J. Scott Neal.
Dr. Ernest Holmes, on page 398 of the Science of Mind textbook, says these words: if we wish money, we should ask for or mentally accept money. Well, if this is true, then if we wish happiness, then think like happiness, mentally accept it. If you want more friends, as Emerson said, be a friend. And of course, our challenge is to be a friend to ourselves, to honor the fact that it is the Father's good pleasure to give us the kingdom, as we were advised 2,000 years ago. It is infinite mind's good pleasure to give from itself, through itself, to itself by means of you and me. It does it. Have you taken time today to objectively observe the wealth of the universe. I was watching something on public television the other day, and it was pointing out how breathtaking the wealth of the universe is in relationship to our experience on planet Earth. Plant and animal life is countless, countless forms, countless colors. Everywhere at once you see the beauty and the magnificence of universal intelligence in action as our Earth experience. And of course, we should be responsible for it since we're the highest form of infinite intelligence we know anything about. How could you ever doubt that your needs will not be met when you are surrounded by this abundant supply that's everywhere at once around us? Now, let's look at finances, let's look at wealth, let's look at money. Your money could come from directions not thought of, those places that you didn't even know existed before. I now open my mind and heart to the experience of unexpected good. Dr. Raymond Charles Barker devoted the last 10 years of his life waking us all up to the awareness that unexpected good is ours by right of consciousness. I don't know what good and wonderful thing is going to happen today, but I'm going to go out and find out what it is. I'm going to discover my opportunity to give and receive. See, don't specify how money or dollars or anything else is going to come to you. Don't limit your expectations to the source you now are aware of, because the source is infinite, the supply is infinite, and it knows how to get you together with that which you are accepting. But as one of my teachers taught very clearly, that your finite awareness, your limited awareness, can block the delivery of your greater good. It can block the delivery entrance of that which you are accepting as greater good. To be affluent, my dear friends, is an aspect of being free. I shared recently that, someone came up and said, "Will you treat that I pay my bills?" And I said, "Wait a minute, you're using bills as your excuse for making money. Why not treat and accept freedom as your experience?" Again, to be affluent, to be wealthy, is an aspect of being free. Free from what? Free from fear of giving. Giving what? Giving yourself away. Free from fear of sharing what you have. Free from fear of living comfortably and well. You see, any good held tightly will eventually smother, wither, and be taken from you, my friends. Over and over again, the great teachers have taught this. There is, of course, a need to use something, and what you need to use is common sense. Now, let's look at common sense maybe as God sense, infinite intelligence sense in us as us. You see, to earn the experience that we have in life and let go and let it be the wealthy experience we deserve, we need to understand that substance in the form of money does not float down from the sky. More than likely, labor or what? Wise investment is involved. That our experience of giving, this is the whole principle of tithing. No matter what you tithe to, give it with love and know it returns to you the way you give it. Multiplied. Are you today prepared? Are you prepared to do your share, to accept responsibility and work? See, where there's a willingness, we are told there is a way. Where there is a willingness, there is a way. Why? Because infinite love supports all that you are. When? Right now. So today, know there is only one source. You don't have to appease it or beg to it or make a deal with it. You don't have to try to get it to change its mind about you. All you have to do is change your mind about yourself and pay attention to the lesson of the master teacher Jesus. I had a Catholic priest once who pointed out that it was amazing how many people believe in Jesus but don't believe anything he taught. And what he's taught us very clearly was it is done unto us as we believe, not if we believe something, but as we believe. So let your understanding move from the one source that made you out of itself and know that life and mind is ready right now to manifest in your life as your life because you are one with it. Embody today the feeling of worthiness and live in the expectation that every need you have in your life is lovingly met. And as it appears, let me know about it. I love the people who hear this program, apply the lesson, and then contact me and say, thank you, thank you, thank you. You see, you do not govern the way substance comes to you, but what you need to know is that the substance that you desire in your life is lovingly and gently given without question. Why? Because you attract this abundance into your life without harm to anyone, including yourself. You're not taking anything away from anyone else. The truth of you unfolding as you is only waiting for your acceptance of your responsibility. Your responsibility in acceptance and the wise use of your monetary supply, of your love supply, of your relationship supply, of your happiness supply, of your talent supply, of your ability to move from God through God to God in understanding and give the best, expect the best, and receive it and be responsible for it. Infinite life is the giver. And infinite life, the giver, is just that. It is infinite. It's everywhere at once. But it's also the receiver. And the receiver in it as it is you and me. God the giver is infinite. God the receiver in me as me is what? Expecting the best. In you as you is expecting what? Well, you're in charge of that. What are you expecting today? God the gift is divine substance. Infinite life the gift is divine substance, divine supply, divine love, divine health. What if you could move forth today and affirm for yourself, everything I do prospers as I prosper, so I choose to share and give from love through love to love. For this truth, I give thanks and allow it to be my way, and that's the way it is. You see, this consciousness does what? It allows you to begin to demonstrate positive success in your life above and beyond anything you've ever known before. Dr. Ernest Holmes says on page 400 of the Science of Mind textbook, the idea of a successful life will create success. What is your idea? Are you just thinking about success? Or are you thinking as success thinks? My friends, you are in your right place right now. Like it or not, that is the truth. It's the truth. Why? Because your inner thoughts, your inner beliefs have delivered you at this moment in time to this place according to your own specifications. So why not change the specifications if you don't like the place? You cannot think and feel one way and expect something else to be born or to come forth or to evolve as your experience. Why? Because there is an activity of law, and it is your concept of your life that has delivered in exact form as experience the ideas of your mind, and they become what? They become your event. You know, your world is thick thought, so why not pay attention? As Emerson said, we are what we think about all day long. So if this is true, my friends, remember, and I teach this to my students over and over again, thoughts are things, but you're the thinker that thinks the thought that becomes the thing. You're not the thing, you're not the thought, you're the thinker. And if you are in charge of you, you're also in charge of the thoughts you think. You must decide if the price of changing your mind is worth it. You like where you are? Do you like where you've been? Do you like what's happening to you? Is there anything in your life that needs to change for the better? And if everything is wonderful, why not let go and let it even get better than the wonderful? Why? Because we are wonder-filled. We are full of wonder and full of life. And if we allow ourselves to know that the more we know, the more there's more to know, we will unfold. in a very wise and healthy way. If you don't like where you are, your environment, your event can be changed when your conscious mind agrees with your deep inner feelings of where you'd like to be. Then and only then, my friends, outer circumstances will change. And that's the only way it's going to do it. This is Dr. J. Scott Neal of the Center for Spiritual Living in Fremont, thanking you for sharing this time with me this morning, inviting you to join with us every Wednesday evening at 7:30, every Sunday morning at 9:30 and 11:30. Our address is 40155 Blake Owl Road in Fremont. Come down the Nimitz Freeway to Stevenson. Go toward the hills three blocks. You'll be at Blake Owl and Stevenson. You'll see the Arco station on the corner. Take a right and you'll be right in our parking lot. We would love to see you. And if you come see us, say hello to me and let me know that you heard about it on the radio. Have a great day today, and let the power of positive purpose be your wonderful way.
During the month of July, the focus for our Wednesday evening forum is Mastering Your Mind. Our midweek service begins at 7:30 p.m., so please join us. Tonight, on Wednesday, July 15th, our topic is How to Master Success. On Wednesday, July 22nd, we are looking at How to Master Love. And finally, on Wednesday, July 29th, we conclude our series with How to Master Your Dreams. For more information, visit our website at www.csl-fremont.org. And again, if you would like to receive a free excerpt of Dr. J. Scott Neal's book, The Power of Positive Purpose, log on to www.csl-fremont.org/the book. And of course, you can catch Dr. J right here every Wednesday morning at 7 a.m. on KEST Radio, 1450 a.m.